The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers. Your questions, and I hope to have the answers. And I'm joined with by Connor Mahoney. Connor, thanks for joining the show this morning. And I guess you have a bunch of questions in there from our mailbag. So how did these questions come into us in the first place?
Yep. So sometimes, you know, we send out a newsletter every week, every Tuesday, I believe. And also people send these questions in from the website. They go to MahoneyGPS.com. And people obviously have questions about the complex financial world. So that's basically how we get these questions. And we have quite a few today. See if we can get through all of them.
Okay. So what do you got for us, Connor? First question, right out of the gate. Questions and answers right here on WHUD, all about your finances.
So this question asks, hi, Ken, when it comes to RMDs, I've heard so many different things. I want to know, when do I take them and essentially how does it work?
All right. So required minimum distributions for a lot of years. Well, first off, what does it mean? Basically, you've been putting money into a retirement account over many, many years. And the IRS finally says, okay, you need to take money out because we want to tax you. Okay. So for a long time, that was 70.5. And then two numbers that people remember is 59.5 is the earliest someone could take from the retirement account without paying a 10% penalty. There's something known as a 72T, but that's for another discussion. And the other number we always remember is that 70.5, we have to start taking money out of a retirement account. But then the CARES Act came about in 2020, where markets were down a lot of bit. People were losing money in the retirement accounts and came out and said, wait a second, we're going to extend it. You don't have to take it at 7.5. You can wait a little bit later. Now, starting January 1st of this year, it's now 73 years old. If you're 73 years old or older, you should be checking with your accountant and making sure you're getting the required minimum distribution. And Connor, let me tell you a little bit more about how that works. So they use something called a divisor. So they use December 31st value of the previous year. So let's say that was $100,000. Let's say how much you need to take out. Again, that's calculated. Most institutions will do it for you. But just to let you know how that happens manually, what they do is take 1 divided by 28. Can you imagine you live 28 more years at 73? That's cool. Thank you. I'll sign up for that. 1 divided by 27 the following year, 1 divided by 26, so forth and so on. So if you do the math, really the first year is roughly about 3.5% that you're required to take. And again, you may be taking money already, but that you have to take so they can pay taxes on it. So on that same example, December 31st of $100,000, taking out 1 divided by 28 is roughly 3.5% or $3,500. The following year, let's say it goes to $100,000, stays at $100,000. Next year is 1 divided by 27, which may be like 3.7 or 3,700. I hope I didn't lose you. So basically each year you're paying a little bit higher, taking out a higher percentage, you know, to at some point you're in your 90s and you're taking out maybe 10% of what's in there. But it's something that you definitely have to check. Listen to this, Connor. Let's say you're supposed to take out $6,000 last year and you didn't take it out and the IRS found out. You know what the penalty is? The penalty is 50% of what you're supposed to take out.
Yuck.
That's not very nice. So let's say, you owe $6,000, you didn't take it out. The fine for not taking out in that given year, $3,000. So please definitely know when it is your time to take out your required minimum distribution. Starting this year is 873. Always check with your accountant. Each year, they're going to ask you to take out a little bit more money, a little bit more money, a little bit more each year. It's probably depleted if you live long into your 90s. But at the end of the day, make sure you do it, because it's a very onerous penalty should you not take the money out.
It's a great answer to a very important question for retirees once you hit the 72 age. So here is the next question. Why is there such a big difference between my bank account savings rate and money markets? And what are money markets?
Right. So good question. You know, for many years, it really didn't matter where you put your money. You got 0.1%, you know, decimal and zero, one, whatever, nothing. You know, last number of years, we had Federal Reserve raise rates 10 separate times, bring the Fed fund rates between 5 to 5.25. You basically have 2 years, you know, 6 months, you know, yielding over 5%. And here your bank still, I mean, we had a client that told us, and she sent a statement, $270,000 or $272,000 at a bank. I won't say which bank it was. And she got $2 of interest. I mean, come on, banks. Enough already. Really? That's disgusting. Anyway, a little editorializing. So, yeah, you're in these passbook savings book. It's like year 1990, I don't know, 2012, whatever. Nothing's really changed. Yet all these rates have gone up in the money market, most money markets. And you can investigate. There's a whole bunch that are out there. I can't mention which ones. You have to do your own homework. And what they do, they buy paper one day out. And they, you know, so it comes at $1. You can take the money out anytime you want. But most money markets right now are fetching about 5%. That's a big difference than that of savings. So if you plan on keeping money there for a longer time, start shopping around at different banks, start shopping around different money markets. But it is egregious. Is that the word of the day today, Connor? It is egregious that seriously you have $270,000 in account and earn $2 of interest. Thank you, banks. So sorry that I'm railing the banks this morning here, but it's really important though to say, gee, I have all this money just sitting there. I'm not earning anything, but I've been too busy. You know, take some time, because before, for a couple of years, it really didn't matter where your short-term money was. It was all the same rate. But now the rates have, you know, ticked up quite a bit. The disparity is brutal. So take care of that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure how much time we have before the next.
Yeah, we have another minute or so before our first break.
Okay. So to piggyback off that question, actually, we have another good one. The next person asks, I see your newsletter talks a lot about interest rates. You said interest rates may pause. What does that mean?
Right. So it's been so the Federal Reserve raised rates a lot of times, and they said they're going to raise rates if something breaks. Then we had a couple of regional banks break. And, you know, this increase of rates is trying to slow down inflation. Now, we're not be able to cover all right before the break here. But obviously, by raising rates the way they've been doing it, things are starting to slow down already. And they noticed that they may have to pause rates. Pause means not raise rates at the next meeting in June, which I hope they don't raise rates. But, you know, they've had a lot of work to do, because they started in 21 saying, of course, inflation was transitory and don't really have to do a lot about it and so forth. And all of a sudden they had to play catch up, and all of last year raising rates, try to slow things down to try to have sustained prices. I mean, at one point last summer, we had inflation, you know, like 9% and change. It's now in the fives. And the talk is, with some of these numbers going the right direction, can the Federal Reserve pause? We'll be right back at these messages. Welcome to GPS Your Finances. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable, and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning, West Chester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, questions and answers. And that's Connor Mahoney asking those questions. But before we get to more questions, we want to talk about the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, that Mike Bennett just spoke about. You heard him, Mike. Mike said, get the book. I'm telling you, get the book also. Sells on Amazon, Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm. That's you. Here you go. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. We've had people say, I've been listening to you for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I finally called for the book. Can that be you? Well, if it is, call 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. So if you're driving the wee hours here at 6 o'clock in the morning or so, you may be an essential worker. If you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Stay tuned for the Casey Show called Shine On. Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning around 8:25 after the traffic. On the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. So we got you covered Monday through Friday around 8:25. And on the way home on Andy Bale Show around 6:15, you'll hear from Bill Kugel. You know that Southern accent. He'll give you national business news, the index of the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, the local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley index that we created for you. All the information, TV program, podcast, newsletters, articles, all there on Mahoney. GPS.com. We'd like for you to join our growing newsletter list. It comes out Tuesday evening. That's it. We don't send you 19 times a day. How annoying is that when people do that? Companies do that. So MahoneyGPS.com. Get onto our newsletter list. You can see a whole bunch of information about what we do and how we try to do it. And again, if you missed a couple of TV appearances or podcasts, radio programs, everything is consolidated there on MahoneyGPS.com. Now, right before the break, Connor, you had a great question that people were asking about. What's the difference between bank CDs and savings versus money markets? And pretty much I've been really want to answer the question by saying if you're getting 0.2% and have hundreds of thousands or $50,000 sitting, earning 0.2%, you got to do some homework here, right? You got to go out and find out what else is out there. And I'm suggesting look at money markets. They're equally as liquid. Remember, the banks that make money, again, all companies made to make money, but that's a little kind of crazy. I mean, they borrow money from the Federal Reserve between 5 to 5.25, and they give you 0.2%. So go out there, find a higher money market. It's worth your while now. Before, it really didn't make much of a difference. Savings rates and money market rates were all the same. Right now, there's a large disparity. Connor, what else do you have in that mailbag?
Sure. So speaking of banks and banking, the next question is, should I take money out of a regional or local bank? Is this banking crisis over?
Very good question. Gosh, we've had so many about that. Right now, it's $250,000, the FDIC limit. Now, for a lot of years, it was $100,000. Then 2008, 2009 came about, and they put up to $250,000. I have a suspicion they may make it $1 million. But until they do, if you have large balances, I still think the prudent thing to do is have a couple of different banking relationships. So let's say you have $600,000 in, bank money, break it up $250,000, maybe $100,000. So I would definitely, again, I don't suspect we're going to have anything near the banking crisis that we have. This is not about panic. You probably don't even have to do it, but it certainly gives you peace of mind and it's easy enough to do. And guess what? If you have two or three different relationships, maybe find better rates by doing so. So $250,000 is the limit right now. At the moment, I hope that things are like one-offs. The Silicon Bank was a one-off and the risk that they took and not having risk management and check the boxes. And I hope to think that's more of a one-off. I don't see any other problems at the moment, but again, rather be prudent and then worry about it.
Definitely, great answer. So back to markets. I see the Dow is down for the year, but the NASDAQ is up over 20%. Why is there such a big difference in their performance?
Wow, there's a lot to be said about this, but that's where we have to kind of understand, there's always a bull market somewhere, it feels. And, look, there's a lot of risk. There's, we've been dealing with debt, debt crisis and the Federal Reserve raising rates and, gosh, war in Ukraine. The headlines go on and on and on. And yet underneath it all, there are companies that are innovating. I mean, right now, AI is all the rage. Companies are getting a lot of earnings there. Semiconductors that help make the chips, to make the AIs work. I mean, we're in a really interesting cycle right now. I mean, we're a lot of innovation from cloud to robotics to AI, as I mentioned, and, all the negativity that's out there. And so the Dow Jones Industrial Average has a lot of older companies that by nature don't really have anything exciting growth-wise. And, beverage companies or food companies, there's not a lot of upside growth. But if you look at growth companies, particularly technology companies, many of them have a lot of prospects for growth. And again, whether it be achieved or not, that's another thing. But right now, money is always gravitating towards where the growth of revenues are. For instance, NVIDIA, when I give an example, by the way, I don't recommend buy or sell, but just an example, I mean, they were supposed to do $7 billion for the quarter. They expect to do $11 billion. I mean, that's quite a bit of growth. That's a 45% difference, roughly, of what the growth was expected. You don't see 45% growth month over month or quarter over quarter with a lot of these value companies. And right now at the moment, money's coming out of value, which stayed there last year, which is mostly Dow Jones component type of stocks last year, stayed in energy, stayed in consumer goods, more safer, and then took money from the technology and the growth because not a lot of growth having when you have rising inflation. Now the pendulum's swinging back the other way, and investors feeling more confident that going forward, that despite we may have a recession, we may not have a recession, but as an investor, you have to try to find those pockets that are out there. And it's kind of like fishing. If you're fishing one area, you're not getting anything. It's like, okay, time to move on. Eventually get it. And I do think one last point in this, Connor, is that I do believe that people over-diversify. You know, they get the 401k forms and, and they pick out 14 different funds and four do well and four, you know, you should go where the pin action is. And that's mostly growth, large cap. That's where we've seen a lot of leadership before this big downturn in the market. And hopefully that's where we'll see leadership after that. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free. And it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to A GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, questions and answers with Connor Mahoney. That sounds familiar, Connor Mahoney. But you just heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, kind of a semi-autobiography. My dad worked at a union, Local 38, up in Brewston, New York. He had a pension. He had, he had all a pension, annuities, healthcare, vision, dental, and they took care of my father. My grandmother worked for Reader's Digest up in Pleasantville, but it's not your father's retirement. We may have to recreate all those things, and that's what the book's about that Mike Bennett was just talking about there for a moment. I want you to get this book. Here it is, 845-371-0101. We cover a lot of topics every Sunday. We try to mix it up, of course, this topic with Connor Mahoney's questions and answers that we get throughout the week and share those with you. A lot of the information is right there on that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Here we go, 845-371-0101. I'll give you a last chance here Sunday morning. Grab a pen, paper, crayon. I don't know what's going to carry on. Lipstick on a paper or whatever. Here's the phone number to get your book for free to first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. Stay tuned for the Casey Show up next. Shine On, the health and happiness shows coming right up next here. And so from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday, I've taken the liberty to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25 right after the traffic. That's on the Mike and Casey Show. And we got you covered on the way home. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, on the Andy Bell Show. He'll tell you what the National Business News did, the indexes, what the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or what they didn't do. Hudson Valley Local News, the Hudson Valley Index have created for you all our information, newsletters, archives. I was just on TV. We put those appearances right there. Podcasts. All information we can do to try to help you become a better investor, help you towards your retirement goals. It's right there, MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? No, we don't sell navigation equipment, but we want to navigate you through all the things you need to know, where mistakes can be made, where taxes, all that right there, MahoneyGPS.com. So Connor, you got some more questions for us?
Yes. So the next question is, I hear over and over that dollar cost averaging is a good way to get into the market. What does this mean?
Right. So dollar cost average means you put a fixed, again, I'll give you the definition. It gives you a fixed amount. You put in, let's say $1,000 a month, and you buy shares on a routine basis. And the reason why dollar cost averaging usually works over time, you can't say for guarantee, disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. But let's say in year 22, which was a miserable year for the market, you were putting $1,000 away into a market fund or some type of stock fund. And, you know, there's some really awful months in 2022. April comes to mind, June, September, December, four really ugly months. But in those months, let's say you get paid, you know, twice a month, and you made that fixed payment, $500, and the share price was very low in that item. Well, you picked up more shares. Here you are looking back at 2022. And it's like, wait a second. I'm putting in $1,000 a month. Again, I'm not saying you should, but it's hypothetical, $1,000 a month. And in some of those months, like April and June and September, we have these big plunges. You picked up more shares than when the market was higher. So looking back over the years, say to yourself, the dollar cost averaging tends to lower volatility, tends to give you a better chance of making more money because you're buying more shares when the share prices are low, conversely making, you know, fewer shares when the share price is higher. So that's what dollar cost averaging is, but that's also what it does.
Yeah, that's great. And that's a great explanation. Keeps it very simple. The next question is, should I be looking into buying bonds at this time?
So it always depends on one's goals, and that's always hard. Again, we love your questions. I came into the mailbag and how they ever come together and kind of sorts them all out. You know, if someone's looking for income, that's what bonds do. They pay income, you know, maturity, get your money back. There are funds and ETFs that don't have maturity. A lot of things need to be looked at. The concern for 2022, that is, we had rising rates and bond prices went down. Now the thought is after rates have gone up so much and prices are kind of weaker than they were, maybe this sets up for lower rates and bond prices going higher. Hard to know, but really people that buy bonds really should be in there for the income. We know the price can go up and down, but if they're looking for income, that's a good place. What are bonds? Very quickly, these are debt carried on by the corporation, like Citibank. They have bonds. Of course, Treasury, they have bonds also. Banks have CDs. So again, it's this type of question is tough to answer. But if you're looking for income, you're probably barking up the right tree if you're looking for bonds.
Yes. And the next question is, what is an exchange-traded fund?
So an exchange-traded fund, ETF, you've heard that before. It's like a mutual fund. You have, in a lot of cases, you have professional management. Sometimes they don't have their indexes. I mean, one of the best things of ETF or mutual funds have been great. Professional board, let's say, that make decisions. They tend to have a lot of experience. Diversification, some mutual funds can have 200 or 300 different securities. You can follow their track record and so forth. The downside, though, is that they're tax monsters. Now, again, in retirement accounts, you don't pay taxes until you take money out. But outside of retirement accounts, it's what they call pass-through. So you could be in a mutual fund, make money, lose money, but at the end of the year, pay capital gains. ETFs have an advantage over that. They don't pay capital gains. It's not a pass-through the way mutual funds are. So again, you have to do a lot of exploring. But in general, we tend to like exchange-traded funds over mutual funds, because that very reason around how they distribute long-term and short-term capital gains.
Certainly. And the next question, as long as we have a lot of time, is I've heard you can make a lot of money in options. What are options and is that true?
It is true. And it will be our last question because it's super, super speculative. One should definitely get a lot of homework research. So basically a call is you're betting on a price of a stock go higher at a certain time. Remember, if you own the underlying stock, you don't have to sell it. You could hold on for a long, long time for it to come back. In an option, you may maybe go out 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, and if it doesn't really move, you've lost all your money. Yet, it's a great way to leverage. If you get it right, you can make a lot more money in options. But for most of the people we work with, 95% of them do not use options. They're looking for income or they're looking for growth in more conservative ways. Well, gosh, that went by so fast. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.